The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate, and if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with the Ron, and I'm your host, the Ron Frazier. I'm sure most of you guys know somebody or have a family member or a friend or just somebody you've known who have been to prison. And when they get out of prison, the first thing they hear is what you can't do. You can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do all these different things. Most of the time, they either end up getting in trouble again, or they may end up doing something to put themselves back in that situation again. What I want to offer with my platform today is offer people a way out of that cycle. And what I mean by that is this. You get out of prison, you go out, try to live your life. You have nothing you can do when you get out because you keep getting no for applications and all this stuff. Then you end up going back in. How can we break that cycle? What can I do to help break that cycle? Today on the podcast, what we're going to be talking about is the different type of careers that a convicted felon can go into after they get out of prison. I also got a special guest, a cousin of mine, who was very successful when he got out of prison. And now he owns a huge business. Also, I'm going to cover a list of companies that hire felons. So all you got to do is go in and apply. I'm going to also talk about other things, not just necessarily employment, but other things that you need to be checking into once you get out of prison, because you have rights that you may not be aware of that people have probably told you you can't do this and you can't do that. And without you checking for yourself, you don't know. At the end of the podcast, make sure you listen to the end, because at the end, I'm going to offer some help on your job search. I'm going to give you information and places to go and where to go to look for a job. I got links. I got information on my website. All you got to do is go to the website, click on the links, and apply for the job. It's narrowing your search down to companies that will hire a felon. So listen to the end. I got a great episode, especially listening to my guest today, Terrence Richardson. It's an amazing story, and he has an amazing information for you guys. And I hope you enjoy this episode. So you are a convicted felon and you are about to be released from prison. And your first thoughts are, what do I do next? I'm sure there's a lot of people out there in the world who has been through this and who have faced this and who is currently facing this. What do I do next? I got a record for something I did when I was younger, something I did a couple years ago. I've done 20 years in prison. I've done 5 years in prison. No matter how much time you've done, you have a record. What do you do next? You don't want to go back to prison. You don't want to go back to that lifestyle. But when you go out there looking for a job, that's the first thing people are going to see on your application. And that deters a lot of people from going out and doing and being successful and reaching goals that they've always wanted. You might have sat in your cell and you thought for a long time, what am I going to do when I get out? I want to do this when I get out. I want to be successful at that. What is that? Today, I'm going to give you some ideas on what that can be. There's a lot of people out here who want to do good, who want to live their life, who want to provide for their kids, who they have probably been away from for years, a spouse that they've been away from for years. And before they was convicted, they had goals, they had ambitions, they had plans. So who's to say you can't do that now? Who's to say that you can't go out and be a successful person out there in society? I know you hear a lot of, you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't vote. You can't own a gun. You can't work here. You can't be around kids. You can't do that. You can't go over there. You got to stay here. You got to stay there. Well, don't let everybody control what you are, or who you are, or what you can do and what you can be based on a bad decision you made a long time ago. Take back control of your life. Get your life back on track and do the stuff that you want to do. Now, what I'm going to do today is share some careers that a convicted felon can do, even though they have a criminal record or they may have a felony on their record. I'm going to share with you things that you can do, careers that you can go into, and the different type of pay in each career. Everything's not easy, but you know, these are things that you can go out there and do. So one of them is being a welder. For a welder, you can make up to $60,000 a year, with the average being $41,000. As a welder, you may do different type of tasks. You know, you may work on your apprentice or in someone's shop, but it's a field where you can go in and make money and not be worried about your convicted felon status. Another is an electrician. An electrician makes an average of $55,000 a year. The demand for electricians is expected to grow 15% in the next 10 years. Another field that you can go into is HVAC. HVAC technicians make an average of $48,000 a year, which demand expected to grow 15% by 2026. Carpenters is another career that convicted fellas can go into. They make an average of $47,000 a year, and that field is probably one of the more stable fields for a convicted felon. I've seen convicted felons come out and working on job sites, building houses, building buildings downtown. You know, that's a field that's very lucrative for a and stable for a convicted felon. Now, the next one is going to be surprising because this is one of the things that they tell you all the time. You can't do this or you can't do that. And when they say you can't, the first thing you do is tend to just not even look or not even ask questions or not even go there. But the next one is join the military. Now, most people are going to say, well, you can't join the military with that background. But for the most part, the recruiters may look at your application and say, no, you got a convicted felon. But you got to go in and try. You got to go in and ask. The military, they got a process where they can give you a waiver based on the type of crime that you did. As long as that crime is not sex crimes, assault with a deadly weapon, actually assault with a dangerous weapon, kidnapping, and credit card fraud. And the most important of all is don't lie on your application. No matter what your felony is, if you lie on your application, that's automatically denial. So go and ask. Go find out. It's worth it because you don't know until you ask. That's one of the key things. The next one is working on an oil rig or in the oil field. Those jobs pay up to $65,000 a year. And the demand is expected to grow 15% by 2026. Another one, which is my favorite because I know a lot of felons who have come out and been very successful at the next one. And that is being a truck driver. The truck drivers on average make about $44,000 a year, but they can make much more if they are owner operator. I'm going to stop with this one because I know for a fact that you can be very successful being a truck driver and being a convicted felon. I know there's plenty of truck drivers that can tell you the same thing. I got a personal experience with this one because I have family members who have come out of prison and within months of coming out of prison, started with a truck driving company and start driving trucks. This day, this particular family member is very successful at the trucking business. He owns several, and I mean several, I mean double digits type of severals when it comes to trucks. He owns his own trucking service, and he's very, very, very successful at it. So that is one field that I know that you guys can come out of prison and be successful at it. And I'm very proud of my family member that does this. And he helped other people who may have been in trouble or who's coming out and trying to do something with his life. He's giving back to the community and he's giving back to those type of people. So I applaud him and I applaud him for his services to the community and his own ambition to do much better. Congratulations. So I have today with me Torrens, and he's going to be discussing his story. So how you doing, Torrens?
Fine. How y'all guys doing out there today? My name is Torrens Richard.
Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your story. You are a success story to what I'm talking about in this podcast today when it comes to someone who have done time and has paid their debt to society. And you come out and you are very successful at what you're doing in your business. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you were and what made you change your mind and when did you change your mind about how you wanted to proceed with your life after you got out.
Okay. My success started when I got sentenced to 15 years and 8 months in the federal system. It was for a small amount of drugs, like 50 grams of cocaine, but it was the old law. I just got caught in the system. So they put me in a room with a guy with a life sentence. Like, he had a lot of time. And this is when my success started. I got in a room with him, and I used to read books, but not books on a level that would take you to another level. Books that got stuff in it that don't make sense. Like, life have to make sense. you know, anybody that go to work and just try to live their life, they understand that life has to make sense some kind of way. Like, to get up to go to work, you got to make sense. I was laying in the bed one day, and he said, "Son, you got another chance in life, so what you going to do?" I said, "Man, I'm going to get out here and drive trucks." And he said, "How you going to drive trucks? Ain't going to get out here and drive trucks. What, you just going to be a driver? Or you going to make money? You going to make, because trucking is a big business." And I was like, "I want to be a business owner." He said, "Do you got anybody that's successful?" And I said, "Yes, I have a cousin named Theron Frazier and Michael Frazier. They do pretty good with themselves. We all grew up in a real tight neighborhood. And I watched them come up. And this is my sister. This is who I looked up to. I watched them go to school, work, and manage to build something with their life. And I was telling him, that's what I want to do." So he told me, "So what you going to do?" He said, "Son, first thing you need to do, you need to start focus, getting your mind together in here. You need to start reading books that make sense. Read credit books. Or go to the library. Do research. If you want to do truck, do research. Is that what you want to do?" So changes start for building yourself and make it better when you're going through something. You can't wait till you get out for doing time and say, "This is what I want to do." Because you have no research, because the world is big out here. Once you get out, you got to know what you want to do. And another thing that made me want to be successful is my family. Like, I have kids that had to struggle because my mistakes. You see, not because they were put in this world to struggle, because the mistakes I made. I get kind of sensitive when I get to talking about this kind of stuff, because as black men in this country, it's hard for us even to try to make a living. But like I say before, but we are the most strongest human being in this world as a black man. So if we put our mind to it, man, if you put your mind to it, sky's the limit.
That's right. I mean, and you know, I've never heard you tell me that story before. I guess you don't know unless you ask, right?
Yes, you're right. But cuz, I want to thank you for being a big part of my success. You and Michael Frazier, if you hear this, you part of my success too. Thank you, cuz.
You're welcome, man. You're most definitely welcome. My next question is this. Once you got out and you said, "Okay, I want to do this. I got my plan. I know what I got to get together. But okay, now I got parole officers and all that stuff." How did you become a truck driver? Where did you start with when it comes to getting into your business once you actually got out? And how did you get resources, or, you know, what did you do to get into it?
First of all, I went to the halfway house. And once I was in the halfway house, they allowed me to go get my license. And when I was laying in the halfway, get my license. So I said, "I'm going to go get my CDLs, my what they call APUs, my learner license." And then I called the school. Well, I'm a parole back home to Tifton, Georgia. So I said, "I'm going to call the school and see what day they class start." And before I got out, I was already signed up in the class because I used the resources I have, like my mother, anybody that willing to help me, that, because families, you know, people make an excuse, but when you're trying to help yourself, you'd be amazing who will help you. So I use all my resources. You just can't just say, "Well, I can't do this here and I do that." So you say you plant a bad seed in your mind, then you're looking for failure then. So then it come, when failure sink in, it come an excuse then. You start feeling sorry for yourself. I just push myself and use all my resources.
You just said something right there, man. When you said, "If you're willing to help yourself, ain't no telling who will help you," you hit it right on the head, because there's so many people who ask for help, but they're not physically, you can't see them doing anything to help themselves, but they want you to do all the lifting and helping for them.
Yes.
And you can't do that. You can't go to someone asking for help, and this clearly you're not doing anything to help yourself. So, man, you just said it. You just said a mouthful then, man.
You know, you could see a guy do 10 years and you lay in the prison, like, and a year later you see this guy coming by through this door. You like, "Man, you say you had plans." And guess what he say? "Man, it's a big rural out there." Like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. It's a big rural out there. That's the key. It's a big rural out here, ladies and gentlemen. Man, it's just amazing if you set what you can set your mind to. Man, I want to give a shout out to the black ladies out here, man. Like, my wife is a big part of my success. Like, if a man got a black, strong woman, man, behind his corner, man, the sky is the limit. Like, she pushed me. Like, when I say I want to buy one truck, she say, "Go get it." I said, "Babe, I'm thinking about looking at another truck, but I ain't got a driver." She say, "Babe, you got to have faith. Go get that truck. God will bless you with a driver." And I was like, baby, you don't know how hard it is. She say, what you scared of? Failure? Baby, you already fail in America about being black. So what you scared of?" And I was like, "Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, if I could get this truck, I'm literally going to drain my account to get this truck. She was like, and that's what I'm here for. That's what my account for. So, like, I just want to give a shout out to the black ladies in America. Like, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Wow, that's amazing. Because you're right. I mean, myself, that's exactly how my wife is when I wanted to do this podcast and I wanted to be a real estate agent and I wanted to do all these other things. And I'm still doing all of that because of her support and her backing. So
Thank you, Raquel.
I feel you 100% on that. So, okay, so you got out, you got your resources, you started applying, you got your license, and then you got a job. Now, explain to the listeners, how were you able to be on parole and being able to drive your trucks?
Yes, I want to touch that topic right there because I had a parole officer, man. This guy was nasty, man. But nothing was going to stop my dream. Like, nothing was going to stop me for being able to do things for my mom when she want a need, or my wife, or my kids. So let me tell you about this guy. So when I got out and I applied myself at school, I went down there and seen him. I said, I have rolled in CDL school. This guy literally tell me, for what? You can't drive a truck. I said, sir, don't you know I'm trying to better myself? He said, I understand what you're trying to do, but I'm trying to say, as a felony, you're not required to leave the state. I said, what? So guess what I did? I used all my resources. I called his boss, because everybody got a boss. I said, ma'am, I'm enrolled with school trying to better myself on my CDLs. I don't understand, because I'm just trying to better myself. Like, I don't understand what he's trying to hold me back for. She said, why? I said, that's why I'm calling you. Reason why I'm calling you today, because I don't know what this guy got going on, but I'm trying to better myself. She said, today's, don't worry about it. Go to CDL school. Get your CDL. That's what, using my resources to the fullest. Don't let nobody hold you back, regardless of what.
You're right. And don't let nobody hold you back, because nobody got control of your life but you.
Yes.
And no matter what nobody say, you got 100% control on what you can accomplish in your life.
Yes.
So the first person they give you telling you what you want to hear, find somebody higher, because there's always going to be somebody higher.
Yes. I truly believe in that. And another thing, change people, place, and thing.
Say that again and define it and break it down for them.
Change people, place, and things. Like, people. I got friends that I had before I went in. When you get out, they're doing the same thing. So how can you be my friend when I'm trying to do something better? So I'm going to find me somebody that do the same thing I do. It's trucking. So I get truck buddy. Places. Huh. I'm a boss man now. What I look like going to the club, shaking booty, married man, and hanging out like that. Because when you're a business owner, once they get something from you, you know, if I go pay a lawyer to beat this case by that, I could have bought some more equipment for my business and made one of my guys more happy, fed his family. I could have did a party for his family, gave a gift to his family. And I'm paying a bondsman. Like, people, place, and things. It's so much going in there, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much going, changing people, place, and things. Like, I'm excited here talking about this, is because I'm proud of my cousin, what he got going on, man. Like we come from a tight family. Like, I know you don't hear him talk about it on the podcast, but we come from a tight family, man. Just to see your family member doing good, and I'm able to come in on his show, Black Man, yes, on his show, and be able to talk about my success and the things I've been through, it's a blessing from God.
And I'm blessed to have you here, cuz, man. I love you to death, man.
Love you too, cuz.
Just explain to them how successful you are. How many trucks, how many drivers, how big is your company now? And how long, and not just how big, tell them how long it only took you to build it.
Oh, thank God, cuz. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this story. I have 22 trucks. I have 17 drivers. I have my own human resource building. I own my own dispatch company. I own my own trucks, my own trailer, my own company. Man, God is amazing.
And what are you building now?
I'm building my own shop. I'm building my shop just because I keep that money in-house. I have light mechanic, keep that money in-house. But let me tell you, nothing came to me easy. I stress every day, right to this day. My main concern is me not losing to take care of that young black guy that got a family that depend on me. Like, and that's amazing. Like, I might throw a party just for my drivers. And I see their family getting out in their car and their wife telling me, thank you. You know, that's amazing. Like, I got houses. I got cars. Man, God has been amazing. Like, I've been out 6 years now. Man, I've been out 6 years. And I own 22 trucks. It's just amazing to say that. I'm talking about an 18-wheeler. Like, I sell semis. Like, I buy them. I sell them. I'm in this trucking thing for real, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're out there listening, you need a job, just get to Dane Richardson, look me up, JRF Trucking website. Just give me a call and we can work something out. But you got to be serious.
I like that. I like that 100%. Cause thank you for coming on. Thank you for taking the time and come up and driving. Actually, you know, guys, this is my first guest in studio since COVID started.
Man, it's amazing. Listen, he said, we could do it over the phone. No, man, I want to come check you out, man. Cause man, ladies and gentlemen, man, this is my cousin. I love him. I watched him grow up, man. He was like he a big part of my success. Michael Fraser, if you listen, you too. I watch you just, like, I lay to myself sometimes, and I like, you know, Cuz did it the legal way. Like, he took steps and pride. Like, nothing we're handing out to him. We come from the same background. We come from the same, like, when he ate a bag of rice, I ate a bag of rice.
Yep. Like, we grew up like brothers, man.
Like brothers. And, like, and to see him be successful, like when I got out, I came to his home, and I like, Cuz, this you? He was like, yeah, Cuz, this my house. I was like, man, God is good, you know. But God is good, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your story to everybody. I told you guys early in the podcast that I had somebody who was, you know, successful in this trucking thing. And I couldn't tell it no better way than what he just did. So thank you for my cousin for coming up here and spending time with us to talk about this.
And I got one more thing before I go.
Go ahead.
If you're listening and you get out, if you go in, do not let nothing stop you from being what you want to be. It's a million ways for a black man to be successful at the lockup. It's a million ways. Like, you just got to use all your resources. You can't give up. You can't let nobody tell you about your dreams. You can't let nobody tell you can't do that. You can't let nobody plant no bad seeds in your head. If you run a friend and he tell you can't do that, find you another friend. That's all I got to say.
I've already listed some of the places you can go and get jobs after being locked up. Companies that hire people with felonies. But you can look at my show note. There's a list of companies that you can just click on. And it actually takes you to their application screen if they're hiring. But you can go there and check out the list of companies that hire after you're being locked up. So I encourage you to take a look into that one because that's very, very, very good. Be very good. Another one is marketing. You wouldn't expect this, but the average income for a convicted felon in marketing is $132,000 a year. Most of the work, you can do that working for a company, marketing their materials or putting together stuff for the particular company. Or you can do stuff online and just market for companies online. And then, of course, you can be an entrepreneur. In that case, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit to being an entrepreneur. You can set your own hours. You be your own boss. You fill out your own application. I mean, I cannot tell you the ends and the limit. There's no limits to being an entrepreneur. Being an entrepreneur, you can find your niche of what it is that you like to do and turn it into a business. There's nobody to tell you no. There's nobody to tell you how far you can go with it. There's nobody to hold you back and say you can't do this, you can't do that. You make as much as you want to make, and you can make as little as you don't want to make. So I encourage you to go out and do those things. Another one is online freelancing. All you literally need is a computer and an internet connection. And with that, you can go on, you can make graphic designs for these different companies or individuals. You charge your fees on whatever you charge. It's kind of like being an entrepreneur, but, you know, you're doing everything online and you're, you know, just like a photographer or whatever it is you do online. I want to take a moment here to stop at this point and say this. If you want to be an online freelancer, if you go to my website and I have a link there for Fiverr, Fiverr is the place you want to go to. If you have an internet connection and a computer, you can go to Fiverr, create your account. And that's basically what those guys do on Fiverr. They are online freelancers. They create websites. They do whatever it is you're trying to get done that you can't do yourself. They get paid to do that for you. So if you go to Fiverr and you can create your online account and that's a skill that you got and you want to use it, use it. Go to Fiverr. Become an online freelancer. That's exactly what that is. So back to the episode. Again, with that one, your income is potentially whatever you want it to be. You make your hours. You do everything you need to do on your own. No matter what it is you decide to do, don't let the stereotype of being a convicted felon prevent you from doing anything that your heart desires. You are a human being. You did your crime. You did your time. And don't let anybody tell you anything differently. And of course, you may be thinking, well, I'm not qualified for that. So many jobs offer on-the-job training. So don't never think that you're not qualified for something because you've never done it before. You know, try. You don't know until you try it. So I suggest just, you know, looking into the fields at what you want to do and see what's required, see what it takes. And you may find a job like a carpenter who's looking for an apprentice or someone who's looking for, you know, help on whatever it may be and is willing to train you on whatever they want you to do. So don't knock yourself before you put your foot in the door. Go out there and jump into it and see what they got to offer. Because I promise you, you might find a lot that you can do and a lot that you've been misinformed on that people don't want you to get anywhere. So just go, try, and work at what you want. You know, there's a list that's been gathered online of companies that will hire people with a felony on their record. And I'm just going to read some of these names of these companies. Well, you know, and this doesn't guarantee that you put in an application, you will get hired. But these are companies that, you know, you can start there and they're known to hire people. AMCO, Ace Hardware, Allied Van Lines, American Greetings, Anderson Windows, Apple, Aramark, Avon Products, Baskin Robbins, Bed Bath & Beyond, Black & Decker, Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Brahms Incorporation, Bridgestone, Buffalo Wild Wings, Campbell Soup, Cannons, Carl's Jr., Caterpillar, CDW, Chili's, Chipotle, Cintas, Community Education Centers, ConAgra Foods, Dairy Queen, Delta Faucet, Denny's, Dole Food Corporation, Dollar Rent a Car, Dollar Tree, Dr. Pepper, Dunlop Tires, Dunkin' Donuts, DuPont, Duracell, Epson, Family Dollar, Firestone Complete Auto Care, Pilot Flying J, Fruit of the Loom, Fuji Film, General Electric, General Mills, Georgia Pacific, Goodwill, Granger, Greyhound, Hanes, Hilton Hotels, Home Depot, IBM, In-N-Out Burger, Jack in the Box, Kelly Moore Paints, KFC, Kohl's, Kraft Foods, Kroger, Longhorn Steakhouse, Lowe's, McDonald's, Men's Warehouse, Metals USA, Miller Brewing Company, Motorola, The New York Times, Olive Garden, PepsiCo, Philip Morris, Pilgrims, Red Lobster, Red Robin, Safeway, Trader Joe's, Tyson Foods, U-Haul, U.S. Steel Corporation, Volunteers of America, Walgreens, Wendy's, Wyndham Hotels, Salvation Army, Sara Lee, Sears, Shell Oil, ShopRite, Sony, Subway, Toys R Us, Xerox, Applebee's, Bahama Breeze, Best Western, and Yard House. This list will be posted on my show notes, so you can go in there. There are links within the list. There's a website, and I'm going to post a website, and you can click on the website and then click on the company that you're interested in and then go to their website where you can find more information. Again, I can't guarantee all these jobs will hire you or that they will do one thing or the other. But what I am doing is providing you information that will allow you to do something different and get your life going the way you want it to go. This is a list that was provided and already gathered on the internet. And I have no guarantee that I can't make any guarantees. But like I said, I can provide you with information. And hopefully this is enough information for you to go out and make a decision on what you can do. And again, this is a list of felon-friendly companies. For those of you who may look at the list and say, oh man, they hire felons. Think about this. These are companies that are actually trying to do positive in the community. They're opening up their doors to everybody and understanding that everybody make mistakes. Because I can look around and I can tell you there's no one out there that's perfect. No one of us is perfect. Everybody has made mistakes and everybody have done something. You may have done something illegal. You just didn't get caught while you were doing it. So let's not judge people based on their history and mistakes that they've made in their life. Give people a second chance because they deserve a second chance. If they went out, they committed the crime, they did the time, they got just as much of a right to be able to live their life in peace just like everybody else. That also means having the opportunity to earn a fair living, a fair wage, and do stuff that they want to do. So don't knock people and don't knock any of those companies. You should be applauding those companies for doing the right thing. So I don't want this to come back and say, oh, we're going to boycott this company, we're going to boycott that company. Do not do that, because there's companies that, you know, frown on certain stuff, but these companies are doing the right thing. And I promise you, that's the number one thing to be. Do the right things by people, and I applaud them. So no one's perfect. So don't try to pretend like you are, and don't try to knock people for doing what they want to do in their life. Now that I have covered employment, I want to take a quick moment to talk about other rights that you may or may not lose. Some of the things that you might want to look into based on the state that you live in, don't automatically assume that you can't do certain things. Know what they are, know what your rights are. For example, some states may still allow you to vote. It's a kind of a thing that in the community that once you get a felony, you can't vote. You should research that and make sure that the state that you live in took away your right to vote or not, based on the crime you committed or whatever that may be. Take the time to look and check. Right to travel abroad. Now, this is going to be interesting because although you still may be allowed to get a passport and to be able to travel after your conviction and after you've done your time and after your parole and all that is over, but depending on where you're going and the country that you're trying to visit, especially if you're trying to travel outside of the United States, you may be allowed to leave the country. But when you get to where you're going, they may deny you access because of your criminal background. So always do your research when traveling and going somewhere outside of the United States. Other political rights you may not be able to use, or you may be able to use, do the research. Find out. You may or may not be able to run for public office based on the state that you live in. So always double check to make sure that you have or have not lost that right. Again, everything goes back to research and checking, and also goes back to pinpointing what state you live in, because states have different laws and you have different things that you may or may not be able to do. One of the biggest things when it comes to rights after having a felony, one of them is parental rights. You don't lose your parental rights when you have a felony. The problem with that is that, depending on the court system that you're dealing with, they may frown on it. But if you have a lawyer, or you out here and you're trying to do best for your life, that's why I gave you the information about employment first, because if you're out here doing what you're supposed to be doing, you've turned your life around, you've become a productive member of society, you got a better chance of fighting for your parental rights to your kids. So don't assume you automatically, your rights are taken away and you don't have them. You're still that child parent, woman, man, no matter what it is. So go out there, research, find out what you need to find out, but don't never assume. When it comes to government programs like SSI, food stamps, public housing, and a host of other programs, you may lose the rights to some of those. But again, always do your research. Go back and check, because some of these are federal programs. But go and check. See what it is that you don't have rights to, and see what it is that you do have the rights to. And the next one may surprise you. And this is exactly why I gave the list before for companies that are felon friendly. Because although it is illegal for a company to deny you the right to apply for a job if you have a felony, it is not illegal for a company to refuse to hire felons. With that being said, understand what your rights are. And there are specific positions that it is legal to refuse to hire you or deny you the right to even apply for the job, such as police officers, military, and being a school teacher. Now, again, I know I said earlier in military, there are a waiver process they can go to get you hired in the military, get you within the military. You just can't have specific types of crime. So still, do your research and apply and try. Go talk to a recruiter if you want to get into the military and see what they say. Don't just not try. I want to say that moving to another state as well doesn't erase your criminal history in another state because states share information with each other. However, there are some ways to get your record expunged in one state or sealed in one state to prevent them from sharing it with another. Do your research. Find out more, because if you didn't know these things, the system will take advantage of you and you will feel like you are all alone out here in this world and you can't get anything done. All right, before I wrap it up, I have one last thing I want to share with you guys, and that is where to go apply for jobs and how to get the information. If you go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththerun, you will see my blog tab. Of course, I want you guys to listen to the episodes and hit me up on Patreon, support the show, give a donation, whatever it may be. If you like what I'm doing, give a donation. But the important information here. Go to the website, click on my blog tab. There's two places you can go there. That's the blog in the top in the heading. And there's a blog. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom on the home page, it depends on if you're on the computer or if you're on the cell phone. But if you go to my blog, there's my latest blog, and it is about jobs for everyone. If you click on it, I have two links there. Both those links are companies that hire felons. The difference is one is a list of companies. And on that list of companies, you just click on the company name and it takes you to an application page. The other one is you go there and it's another website for felons. And again, this is for everybody, not just felons. So these places are hiring, actually. If you go there, you click on it and it actually shows you who's hiring. And you can actually fill out an application on both those links. So just go to the website, go to my blog, click on it. And you have information. I actually got a nice little picture there talking about, you know, jobs, and you can't miss it. So just go there, click on the blog and read it, and you can get access to those particular jobs. Again, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for coming on every other Wednesday. And now I have something new that I'm going to be doing on Replay Wednesdays. On the weeks that I'm not dropping an episode, I'm going to rerun an older episode, you know, for those new people who are just tuning in to the podcast. So thank you again. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you on my next episode.